And now, menstruating men. One of the movements in our movement-cluttered, chaotic world is the period-positive movement, which seeks to destigmatize menstruation. And one of the ways period-positivists, or as I like to call them, menstruophiles, seek to destigmatize menstruation is to make it more inclusive. Menstruophiles bristle at the idea that menstruation is equated with femininity and womanhood. They argue that, quote, menstruation stigma is definitely rooted in misogyny, but that doesn't mean it only affects women. Menstruophiles argue that if we frame menstruation as only a woman's issue, we imply that trans men and non-binary people who happen to menstruate are actually women. They recommend that when referring to those who menstruate, we not call them women and girls. Instead, we should refer to them as people or people who menstruate. Into the period-positive movement has marched Cass Clemmer, a young woman, reproductive health educator, and artist who identifies as trans and queer and wants to be referred to by the plural pronouns they and them. Clemmer argues that, quote, a lot of us are taught to keep periods to ourselves to the point that even having a wrapped tampon outside the confines of the bathroom can feel inappropriate, end quote. She also claims that the deeply conservative community in which she was raised, quote, taught everyone to be ashamed of their periods, end quote. Wow, that must have been some weird community. I've never met any woman who was raised to be ashamed of her period, or any woman who is or was ashamed of her period. Perhaps Clemmer mistakes modesty and the accompanying desire for privacy for certain activities with shame. Let's hope Clemmer doesn't start an excretion-positive movement to destigmatize urinating and defecating by bringing those activities out into the open. Clemmer believes that tampons should not only be brought out into the open, but also that they shouldn't be associated with women. She recently posted an Instagram photo of herself, themselves, sitting spread-eagled in light-colored men's trousers on a park bench with menstrual blood soaked through her pants crotch and holding a sign that says, quote, periods aren't just for women, hashtag bleeding while trans, end quote. Of course, she is objectively a woman, so the sign is silly. In the service of destigmatizing menstruation, Clemmer created a coloring book for little girls, young humans with breasts and vaginas that will one day menstruate. The book, titled The Adventures of Tony the Tampon, features Tony, Magnificent Marina, the menstrual cup, Patrice the pad, and Sebastian, the menstrual sponge. Clemmer wanted a male character because in her reality-denying world, quote, yes, men do get periods, end quote. Clemmer dreams that one day her coloring book will inspire menstruators of all genders to walk to bathrooms with tampons outside of their shirt sleeves. I wonder why Clemmer thinks menstruators with tampons dangling from shirt sleeves should bother walking into bathrooms at all. Doesn't that stigmatize menstruators? Why not use them out in the open? According to the website Mashable, and I quote, Clemmer admits the decision to include genderqueer and transgender characters undoubtedly makes the coloring book harder to market in a world that largely believes only women get periods. But risking profits and popularity in the name of inclusivity and accurate depiction was more important to the artist, end quote. Clemmer said, and I quote, I'd rather help just one genderqueer or trans menstruator feel like they were seen than sell 1,000 copies only to reinforce the boundaries society draws by gendering periods in the first place, end quote. Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't society that gendered periods. But how very unselfish of Clemmer to sacrifice profit in order to deceive children. Too bad there aren't more conservatives willing to sacrifice profit in order to protect children and promulgate truth. Clemmer wrote a poem about her period that reveals how deeply disordered her response to her own biology is. Quote, let me take you back to the details that I can still recall of the day I gained my first period and the day that I lost it all. Everyone told me my hips would grow. I looked at them and couldn't stop crying. What's wrong with you? You'll be a woman. They kept celebrating a child dying. See, my body had betrayed me. That red dot, the wax seal on a contract left there, broken. A gender identity that wasn't real. Most people deal with blood and tissue, and yet my body forces me to surrender. 'Cause every time I get my cycle is another day I shed my gender. My boobs betray me first. I feel them stretching out my binder. I send up questions. Am I cursed? And wish to God that she was kinder. The 5 days it flows, I try to breathe. I dissociate. While my body rips out parts of me, leaving nothing but a shell of hate. The blood drips from an open wound of a war waging deep inside my corpse. The battle between mind and body. End quote. If there is a mismatch or battle between mind and body, how does Clemmer know that the problem resides in her healthy, normally functioning body and not with her mind that causes her to see her breasts as a betrayal and curse? Why does she not view her mind, which dissociates from her hated female body, as the traitorous and disordered enemy of health and truth? Period positivists who see that properly functioning menstruating bodies are something to be valued and seek to help young girls view their menstrual cycles positively, don't see the irony in supporting the trans ideology that supports the chemical and surgical mutilation of healthy female and male bodies. Tragically, period positivists like Clemmer see negative views of menstruation as a problem within the minds of young girls and yet don't see negative views of breasts, vaginas, or penises as problems in the minds of trans-identified persons of all ages. In order to have pregnant and chest-feeding men, you must first have menstruating boys. And they all live together in the state of confusion on flat earth, where they futilely practice human alchemy and speak newspeak and destroy lives. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.